He is risen!
He is risen indeed.
The celebration continues, and you know that probably in the season of Easter, which 7 Sundays, it's starting with that announcement, or at least going to that grave and finding it empty, the tomb. And then 2nd Sunday, 3rd Sunday, this the 4th Sunday, it's about proving he really rose from the dead. Because that's an impossibility. Again, when's the last time you been to Brant or Shellhaz and the person sat up who was in the casket? That doesn't happen. People don't rise from the dead, so we spend 7 weeks giving evidence. Last week, David Brower talked about the 12 times Jesus appeared after his death, after his resurrection, so that we become fully convinced Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus has destroyed the promise of, well, the problem of death and the problem of sin. And guess what happens to the folks at St. Paul Lutheran Church? You get to go to heaven. Oh, that made some of you smile. What, you want to go somewhere else? Yes, we have nothing to be afraid of. That being said, happy Mother's Day. Today is my birthday.
On February 14th, 1954, I was born. But my mom had me baptized on the 4th Sunday of Easter. My eldest sister, Sharon.
Am I supposed to be here? What's that? Well, thank you. Not many people say I'm okay. My sister, Sharon, was born 5 years before, but February 10th, on February 12th, in 1949.
She was baptized on Good Shepherd Sunday in the year 1949 by my grandfather. I was baptized by my grandfather, a Lutheran minister. Now my brother, who was born in 1951 on March the 10th, on March the 11th. See, she was February 10th, and my brother Paul, March the 11th, me, February 12th, 10, 11, 12, makes it simple. Guess when he was baptized? The 4th Sunday of Easter. Why? You see, as a kid growing up and going to church, we do crazy stuff in church. Why is it the 4th Sunday after Easter? You know, it made no sense unless my mom said, look, you are in the hands of the Good Shepherd. Nothing that can happen to you will destroy the kingdom of heaven in your life. Your life might be taken away. You might make mistakes. And I made lots of them. But then I would know. I am in the hands of the Good Shepherd. Anyone here baptized? Yay! You worry about tomorrow? Just watch television. They get more viewers by making sure you're afraid. I gotta see what's gonna happen next. This is the Sunday where we say, no. You're in the hands of the Good Shepherd. Now, I don't want to make things political, but does anyone ever have any problems with presidents? I remember growing up, had huge problems with that Democrat Lyndon Johnson. And the war. Riots in the street. Teenagers protesting the war. What happens if you happen to be someone who has come back from the dead? That you now know nothing can destroy you. That even if you get killed, you rise from the dead. So is Jesus going to become a tyrant because nothing can stop him? So that's why on the 4th Sunday of Easter, the proclamation is, no, he's the Good Shepherd. You see, my sister in 1949, they didn't know this then, but she was born with a hole in her heart. At the age of 6 or 7, not gaining weight and just frail and small. One of the first, sorry if I cry, first person put on a heart-lung machine. Because they went into her tiny body and fixed the hole. She was in the hands of a good shepherd. Don't think she'd want to show you now, but I saw a huge scar where they opened her up. But Brother Paul, who has gone through incredible pain and things that tore up his life, now at the age of 73, proclaims that Jesus is his joy and his hope and his love. He knows the good shepherd. My sister Judith, she was unfortunately born the day before Halloween. So they didn't want to wait until the fourth Sunday of Easter. She got baptized at Christmas by Grandma. So my mom, who knew, Mother's Day, right? My mom, who knew from her dad, the pastor, from her grandpa, the pastor, from her uncle, the pastor, from her younger brother, the pastor. See a theme there? She wanted Sharon, Paul, Judith, and David to know. We're in the hands of the Good Shepherd. Do you know you are in the hands of the Good Shepherd? That they hear his voice and follow him. And that he's not a tyrant, though he has all power in heaven and on earth. He has gone through incredible pain. Moms, you go through incredible pain just in childbirth. And still your love just flows out for your children to hold them. I know how much, at least in part, how much a mom really loves her kids. And this day we get a clue of how much the Good Shepherd loves you. And that despite this world telling you all the things you must be afraid of, oh, Judith, she's only 18 months or so older than me. It's around 30 years ago, lives in Michigan. My mother woke up in the middle of the night. Just felt like she had to pray and pray and pray for Judith. She found out hours later, though Judith was about 80 to 90 miles away near Michigan State University, that Judith was taken to the university hospital, that there were, I think, 5 or 6 other people who were suffering from the same thing that they weren't able to diagnose. All of them died except Judith. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe you're in the hands of the Good Shepherd? Mom's the greatest thing you can do. Bring your kids to church. There's going to be a lot of garbage stuff that happens in the world. But you're protected by the God who made heaven and earth. You're protected by the God who made you and then died for you, and you belong to him. That's why we celebrate this day. That's why it's so good to be here, because you are all the children of God. And the Good Shepherd loves you. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I talked too long, didn't I?
One more.
Now, Jesus was spit upon on the cross. He was mocked. And what does he say about us sinners that put him on that cross? Father! Forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. You know any people who like spite? This is the Sunday that says, Jesus has no spite. He's the good shepherd. You rest securely in his hand, and not even the powers of evil, supernatural stuff, can pluck you from God's hand. Though they could destroy my life, one of my great joys was knowing that my son and daughter were baptized by Bishop McCoy. Not that he had any great powers, but that if something were to happen to them, they were always safe in God's hands. You're always going to be safe eternally in God's hands. Thank you, moms. God of peace, who brought forth the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, make you perfect in every good work to do that which is pleasing in his sight.